It's hot out there. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, especially way out there in Europe.
This is a good call for all of us that there is a need to tackle the causes of climate change.
World Health Organization Dr. Maria Neira, a heat wave is blamed for hundreds of deaths in Portugal and Spain. It's the hottest day on record in Britain, over 104 degrees.
The sweltering high temps are causing disruptions in schools, healthcare, and travel. London streets are seeing less traffic, with trains running slower due to concerns that rails could buckle. Many public buildings there don't have air conditioning.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. It's also a hot summer day for a lot of Americans. Excessive heat warnings in many states from Southern California to Tennessee. It could hit 112 in parts of Texas. In Uvalde, parents spoke out last night at a school board hearing, angry over the report showing multiple failures in the May school massacre, including law enforcement response.
Not one was man enough to go in there 77 minutes. 77 minutes.
That's how long the gunman was in the school before he was finally shot and killed. Jury selection continues today for Steve Bannon's trial. The ex-White House advisor is charged with contempt of Congress for not cooperating with a Democrat-led probe into the Capitol riot. The next public hearing is Thursday.
Looking at what former President Trump did and did not do on January 6th as rioters tried to take over Capitol Hill. AP reports sources say former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger and former press aide Sarah Matthews will be testifying. Both resigned immediately after the violence broke out.
Fox's Jill Nato. There may finally be an answer to what killed 21 teenagers found dead in a bar in South Africa last month. Investigators have found methanol in all their bodies, a toxic form of alcohol, an industrial solvent. How they ingested it or if it killed them isn't yet known. Other possible causes have been ruled out, like drinking too much or carbon monoxide. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a rebound on Wall Street. The Dow is up 328 points, recovering all of yesterday's losses and then some. The Nasdaq's gaining 150, the S&P 500 adding 48. The price of oil is around 101 bucks a barrel now. Its recent decline is a big reason gas is cheaper, down 35 days in a row, 52 cents less than the record high. The Biden administration says the president's actions on releasing more oil, easing ethanol regulations, helped lower the price. Fox's Peter Ducey's at the White House.
Aides around here never said the president was going to the Middle East just to ask Gulf countries to drill more. But we know it was on the agenda, and we also know the president came back home without any firm commitments from anybody over there to drill more. And that's okay, according to the communications director, who says about gas prices in a memo, the drop is one of the fastest declines in gas prices in over a decade.
The Republicans blamed Biden policies for the price surge, and despite the decline, AAA's national average for regular at $4.49 a gallon is $1.32 more than a year ago. Now some fake news. More accurately, news about fakes.
If you're tired of not knowing which reviews to trust when you shop online, Amazon is too. The online retail giant is taking legal action against fake review fraudsters. It's suing the administrators of more than 10,000 Facebook groups that attempt to orchestrate fake reviews. The brokers recruit people who are willing to post fake reviews in exchange for money or free products. Amazon says it stops millions of false reviews before customers ever see them, and that civil litigation is another step in fighting these bad actors. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Baseball's All-Star Game is tonight. Last night, Juan Soto won the home run derby. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.